This is WSFI Spotlight, a conversation with Catholics living in the light.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to WSFI Spotlight. I'm your host, Bill Snyder, and on today's episode, I am just elated to be joined by Caleb McCoy. Caleb McCoy is the author of Angel on Ice, A Mother's Legacy of Trusting God's Sovereignty. Caleb was born on April 1st in 1981 in Erie, Pennsylvania, and in 1989 his family moved to Atlanta, Georgia. Growing up, he enjoyed playing sports and excelled in football and basketball. Caleb spent the summer of 2003 working at the youth camp, Camp of the Mountaintop, in the French Alps. He returned each summer during college and after receiving his degree in outdoor leadership from Western State Colorado University in 2006. Leading theater workshops for the French youth, he has a passion for acting, and since 2010 he had spent each fall in the Atlanta area working in television and film. So Caleb, thank you so much for joining me here today on WSFI Spotlight to talk about this book. It is truly a beautiful book, and I just cannot wait to hear this story of love, of joy, as you mentioned. I'm just so excited for you to be here with me today.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me. Yeah, Angel on Ice, it's been quite the journey the last couple of years. My mom passed away about a year and a half ago, a little over a year and a half ago, on March 28th, 2013. From a rare form of cancer called sarcoma. And through that journey, we traveled together as a family, and at the end of her life, we just didn't know, all grieving together, and we all knew she journaled, and she was very faithful at it the last 20 years of her life, and we just didn't know what she had written. And one day I started reading through her journals, and more specifically her latest journal, and just kind of share some things with my dad and my sisters, and share some things at her memorial service, and people were really encouraged by her words. And some people and our family just encouraged us to put them together, and really didn't know how it was going to work out, or that I was kind of chosen and to kind of take on that task. Started filing, writing in August of 2013, and finished. The book came out in print June of 2014.
You had a very special role in not only compiling this book, but taking care of your mom. You mentioned in this book how these things just kind of fell and gave you a grace to really be able to take care of your mom in her last days. Will you just tell me a little bit about that experience?
During that time, I was living in France, and I usually come back home in the fall for a few months and just get a break to hang out with the family and all the nieces and nephews. And I found out shortly before I came home that my mom was diagnosed with this cancer, but at that point we really didn't know how severe it was, or doctors were very optimistic at the beginning. And by the time I got home, about a month later, things went downhill pretty quick. And at that time my dad asked me, hey, can you just stay home and cook and clean and take care of mom and take her to all the doctor's appointments, because he still had a busy schedule, and he speaks in Catholic schools all over the country, and my mom just kind of didn't want him to cancel all his schedule that fall. And yeah, I was super willing to do that, and super blessed just to have that time to spend with my mom. And yeah, I have three older sisters, and they're all married with kids, and so they were able to come and on several weekends and hang out. But yeah, it was just a huge blessing just to be able to be there and have that time with her. So
I want to maybe draw on the title of the book, Angel on Ice. Your mom did adult professional figure skating, and that is just an amazing journey. Maybe can you tell me a little bit about that journey for her to go and skate as an adult?
You know, I think it started any little girl in upstate New York, and just learning how to skate and spend that time on the ice, and something she really enjoyed and she was really good at, and had an opportunity right after high school to join the Icecapades, and she traveled around the country doing Icecapade shows for a couple of years and married my dad. And my dad started playing football at the Green Bay Packers and started beating all the Chicago Bears games and all that stuff. So started having kids and didn't have time to really get out there and skate. And later on in life, when She was 61 when she got back on the ice, so almost 40 years. And her younger sister, who actually she taught how to skate, was 8 years younger than her. She had started these competitions. She lives in England and started competing and having a really good time with it. And she asked my mom to be her coach for the World Championships in Germany in 2010. And my mom went over there and they had a good time, two sisters being together and just seeing these ladies and men too, couples, all forms of dance and couples figure skating. They were all just skating, having a good time. And she just really saw that. And my sister's like, you can do this. And my mom, after that trip, she went and bought new skates and started training and just really enjoyed that feeling she had getting back on the ice and the joy. Her last 2 years of her life really just reflecting on God's goodness to her throughout the years and being able just to rediscover that passion she had when she was a little girl. Yeah. With something really special to her.
I want to read, if I may, a little portion of this book. It's actually this journal of a comeback. It's the beginning of that, and just actually the very first entry, July 2010. And this, I hope for our listeners, will capture joy, but also the amazing depth of who your mom was. So here is this from July 10th. She writes, "After coaching Monica at the World Championships in May, I was encouraged to get back on the ice myself. Why? These adult skaters have so much fun doing something they thoroughly enjoy. I might enjoy it too. It's a great exercise in a cool location, good for balance, and I'd be using a skill I already have, though a bit rusty, actually 35 years rusty. Step one, skates needed. I do own skates, but my feet have changed sizes." And I love how she says 35 years rusty, getting back on the ice and realizing it was a great joy for her. This is a book compiled mostly of her writings in journals that you discovered, as you mentioned, but you intersperse it with not only her journey coming back to ice skating, but then some of your own updates as well through the cancer process. What was that like, reading her writing and then kind of interspersing your experiences through that?
Yeah, it was definitely interesting because I mainly wrote those as emails just to kind of inform people during that process of her going through the cancer, where she had close friends she would talk to or people come visit, but the vast majority of people were following us on Caring Bridge, the website. And I was just kind of being more in depth with the communication process with other people and how things were going with my mom. And it was interesting when we write on the same days or went back and read, you know, specific moments where we're kind of writing about the same thing. And I took it more of a medical standpoint. Hey, this is what's going on with my mom medically. Please pray for us. She was just kind of, Lord, whatever happens, I'm going to trust you. And but I think both sides of the story kind of add just a kind of a richness to the story in general, reading kind of both of our sides during that period.
As I page through the book that I have in front of me, and I've spent some time doing that already, I notice how much of the scripture that your mom really delved into. And I mean, it just is incredible to see someone who is truly walking with the Lord and understanding that. This is from December 14th, 2012. And this stands out just incredibly. "You alone are worthy, Lord. You alone are sovereign." And then she goes on to quote Revelation chapter 5, verse 12. "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. You are worthy of it all, Jesus. I really do love Psalm 33 to meditate on its richness. What it says about you. Thank you that Mike is home. Fall schedule complete. As we look forward to the weeks ahead, I ask that you guide our conversation. Give healing to our bodies and peace to our minds and hearts. So much to look forward to. A new baby, time with Maggie and Jeff, time at the beach with the Evans family." This is just one of the countless number. I don't even know how many are in here. But when you read that, and when listeners hear that, there is such a depth of faith that is just so evident, and I really, really, really encourage readers to pick this up. I want to ask you maybe a little bit about, because there's only a select number of the journals that she's written, maybe what, two or three or four of these books that she's written, but she's had 23 journals, I think you mentioned, over the course of her life. When did she start journaling?
I found stuff, you know, going through, cleaning out closets. I found stuff that go back to the 70s, and she kept a lot of things, a lot of notes she wrote, and you know, every time she wrote us a letter, she'd always copy it, or so I've been finding stuff like that. I think the big moment in her life when that she really started journaling was after she had cancer the first time in 1997, just a routine checkup, and they found cancer in her uterus and ended up just being able to have surgery and no further treatment after that. And the doctor told her she was lucky that they found it so early. And if it would have been 6 months or a year later, it would have been a different story. So she kind of counted that. And I think at that point in her life, she quit her job at the bank and started work with my dad, traveling with him a little more with his speaking engagements, and then being a grandma. And I think at that moment, she just really dove into the Word and really started journaling. And just every day she lived that day after, that moment after, she just really cherished and really gave it to God. And even at the end, I think it was her last entry, it was February 19th, 2013, and the one thing that she said, which ended her journaling, that was just her thankfulness for spending the time in God's Word. That was what gave her peace at the end, just that time invested. And I hope that really encourages people, just to how much busier life gets and with family and the work, that you just take time every day to just spend with God and reflect and read His Word. And we all don't have 20, 30 minutes, an hour, but we can spend a few minutes every day just reading something and liking and writing something down what we're thankful for, just writing a little prayer. And that concept of journaling, I think, is really neat, that not only can we leave something for our kids or, you know, people to see when we're gone, but we can also look back in our lives that, hey, 10, 15 years from now, we can go back and look and see where we're at spiritually, and then see how far we've come and see God's faithfulness through that. And we can all remember stuff, but we always lose things. But if we write it down, and that's one thing I've learned through this process, is that the written word is really timeless, and the importance of that and that legacy that it leaves behind has been a huge blessing to see. And be able to see people, like, give that book to somebody that's going through cancer or been a hard time, or I get an email or somebody sends me a message on Facebook, and really encouraged and blessed by her story. The main reason why I wrote this, yeah, it's really encouraging to me. And that her story wouldn't have been told if she didn't write those words down.
You're listening to WSFI Spotlight. I'm your host, Bill Snyder. I'm talking with Caleb McCoy about his book, Angel on Ice, A Mother's Legacy of Trusting God's Sovereignty. We do have to take a short break here, but I encourage you to stay tuned, because this is a wonderful book. We have great conversation ahead. So please stay tuned here on 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, I'm Scott Hahn from Franciscan University of Steubenville in Ohio. Catholic radio is essential for the new evangelization. It reaches people who are not necessarily going to darken the doorways of a local parish, but they'll be driving by, and you can recommend it. You can even turn it on when you got a passenger in the car. Catholic radio deserves your support as well. Not only your prayer support, but also your financial aid. So I encourage y'all, get involved and spread the word. God bless you.
WSFI remains committed to providing you with local access to quality Catholic programming. We only can do that with your financial help. Please take a moment now to send us your tax-deductible donation to WSFI Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. That's WSFI Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. Your donation of any amount is greatly appreciated.
Successful individuals don't just go through life. They grow through life. Let Catholic Financial Life be your partner in success. Come grow with a company where you can achieve success by putting your values in action. To learn more about a rewarding career as an advisor, contact Ishmael Cardenas at 414-651-3102. Catholic Financial Life. Catholic values in action.
Hi, this is Sharon Brummer with Catholic Charities, serving people of all faiths in Southeast Wisconsin. We provide human services from adoption and pregnancy support to counseling, outreach services for people in crisis situation, in-home support for older adults. Visit us online at ccmke.org for more information and for a site close to you. That's ccmke.org.
Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.
Hello and welcome back to WSFI Spotlight. I'm your host, Bill Snyder, and on today's episode, I am talking with Caleb McCoy. He is the author and compiler of Angel on Ice, A Mother's Legacy of Trusting God's Sovereignty. And it is just a pleasure to be talking with you today, Caleb, about your amazing mother, who has had an incredible journey in battle with cancer and eventually losing that battle, but saving all of these amazing journal entries and talking about her journey through that, really immortalizing her journey in word, as you mentioned right before the break. And I want to ask you a little bit about your favorite sections of this book. You had an opportunity to walk with your mom very closely as in her final days. But what are some of your favorite sections of this book?
Yeah, there were so many. And that was the hard thing about writing this book was, what do I really want to concentrate on, and what story do I want to tell? And I think some of the things that impacted me personally, some of the things I included, some of her letters to me, that some of her prayers to God that she included, that I included in there, I think not only were personal to me, but I think reading that could also be encouraged by that prayer. And not only was it for me, but it, I think when people read that, I think they'll be able to connect with that and be encouraged by her prayers. But one thing that really stood out when I spent probably 2 or 3 months just reading all the journals. So I was like, I'm going to read everything, and I'll take notes, and I think if I want to include something, I'll make sure I type it out. And I had a really good friend who was able to read it and make all of my sticky notes and give them to her, and she would type stuff out, and that was a huge blessing for having her there so I could just concentrate on reading. And I included most of her journal entries from her last year, and then just kind of went back and forth and with her other stuff from earlier years. But one thing that really stood out, July 18th, 2012, I was in France at the time and just got done with the football season and tore a ligament in my thumb. And she was just started her cancer treatments at the time, and didn't know what she was doing during that time. And when I came back and read it, her journal entry, and she woke up super early, wasn't sleeping well, couldn't sleep in her bed, and she woke up early at the exact time I was having my surgery in France, and prayed for me. And when I read that, I just started crying and just like, wow, my mom, even through her pain and suffering, was lifting me up in prayer when I was going through surgery. And that was really special. Just that, the fact that you as a son, you have a praying mother. And I know we all have praying mothers, and just the importance of that, a mother's prayer, is pretty special.
It is. I want to read just maybe a couple sentences from that July 18th entry for our listeners as well, because that is powerful. Listen to this. Waking up before 6 a.m. Thank you for that. So I could be lifting Caleb to you as he is having his thumb surgery. Confident that you've got him wrapped in your protective shield as you give the medical people wisdom. Obviously, that's so personal for you, but how powerful is that for our listeners and people listening and praying mothers? It's so important. It's so important. And to recognize the power that your mom has for you in prayer, for their children. How amazing is that? How beautiful. So this book is truly one of a kind. It really captures an amazing depth of faith that I haven't seen anywhere else. So you've written this, you've compiled this, and I want to ask you what the next hope is for it. What do you hope happens with this book?
Yeah, the last year or so, I've just been so concentrated on just getting this book done. And you know, really, never really thought of the next step. I was like, hey, this book needs to get done so people can read it that need to read it and be blessed by it. So I moved back from France in the beginning of September, and these last 4 or 5 months, just really seeing where God wants to go with this book. And you know, I really wrote this for people kind of going through the same thing we did as a family and cancer patients. And so I started getting involved with some cancer walks in the area where we are at in Georgia. Relay for Life has really enjoyed me speaking and sharing the book with them and sharing my mom's story with them. And so I'm kind of going down that road, but I'm just looking for other opportunities for that. But not only is it a good story for, you know, people going through that cancer battle, but I think it's just a really encouraging story for anybody to read. And sadly enough, I think sometime in your lifetime, if you don't know someone or family or a friend going through cancer, at some point in your life you are. And that's just the sad truth. But I think when that time comes, I think knowing this book's out there and being able to give that to a friend or a family member, and that's the big thing I talk about with Relay for Life. And Relay for Life is part of American Cancer Society, who raises the most money in the U.S. for cancer research. Is that I should have never had written this book. Each step we take in raising money for cancer research, they will be able to cure it. And so, yeah, I think just being able to share on radio shows like this and get the word out there, that's just an encouraging story out there for people to be able to share with loved ones and friends. And yeah.
Can you tell our listeners just a little bit about how they can get the book? And if they wanted to find out more information about you, about the book, where do they go to get it, Caleb?
We have a website called angelonice.com, and you go to that website, and that will take you can order the book from there. You can click a link that takes you to Amazon, or you can go to Amazon directly. We have a hardcover version available. We also have Amazon Kindle available. We also, on the website, angelonice.com, we have several videos. A local newspaper did a couple years ago about my mom. It's really nice, and you actually get to see her and hear her speak. And we also included her last figure skating competition where she won. She skated the Amazing Grace. That is a link on YouTube we have on the website, so you get to see her skate, and really neat to see that they're out there skating. So those videos are on the website as well. We have a Facebook page, Angel on Ice. Just look that up on Facebook, and I try to keep that updated with kind of events I'm doing and all that kind of stuff. So
this has been so much fun talking to you, Caleb. And once again, the name of the book is Angel on Ice. The website, angelonice.com, by Caleb McCoy. It has been quite a pleasure talking to you. I encourage all of our readers, especially here in the winter months, as you're listening to this, you need a good book to pick up and read in the evening that is easy to read, that is powerful, that will move your spirit. It's Angel on Ice by Caleb McCoy. It is just a beautiful book. Thank you very, very much for joining me today, Caleb, on WSFI Spotlight. I wish you the best success with this book.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Yes, well, this has been an episode of WSFI Spotlight. Until next time, from all of us here at WSFI Catholic Radio, I'm your host, Bill Snyder. Thank you so much for listening.
This has been WSFI Spotlight. For more information on this or any other program, email info@wsfiradio.org.
The Long View by Archbishop Oscar Romero. It helps now and then to step back and take a long view. The kingdom is not only beyond our efforts, it's even beyond our vision. We accomplish in our lifetime only a tiny fraction of the magnificent enterprise that is God's work. Nothing we do is complete, which is a way of saying that the kingdom always lies beyond us. No statement says all that could be said. No prayer fully expresses our faith. No confession brings perfection. No pastoral visit brings wholeness. No program accomplishes the church's mission. No set of goals and objectives includes everything. This is what we are about. We plant the seeds that one day will grow. We water seeds already planted, knowing they hold future promise. We lay foundations that will need further development. We provide yeast that produces far beyond our capabilities. We cannot do everything, and there is a sense of liberation in realizing that. This enables us to do something, and to do it very well. It may be incomplete, but it is a beginning, a step along the way, an opportunity for the Lord's grace to enter and to do the rest. We may never see the end results, but that is the difference between the master builder and the worker. We are workers, not master builders. Ministers, not messiahs. We are prophets of a future, not our own. Amen.
My name is Father John Grigas. I'm the rector of the Shrine of St. Maxim Kolbe at Marytown. I'm a priest, and as priests, we are responsible for forming you in the presence of Christ through the sacraments, through the preaching, through everything else. But you are the Christ who goes out into the world and brings the good news. And WSFI is one of the main means. And so God bless all that WSFI does. And please support WSFI in whatever means that you can so that this wonderful station may continue to broadcast the good news and evangelize our culture.
WSFI remains committed to providing you with local access to quality Catholic programming. We only can do that with your financial help. Please take a moment now to send us your tax-deductible donation to WSFI Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. That's WSFI Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. Your donation of any amount is greatly appreciated.
Friends, my name is Juliana Tamarazzi, and I'm the founder and the president of the Iraqi Christian Relief Council, and I will be speaking on the persecution of Christians in Iraq on Saturday, February 14th, 2015, at the National Shrine of Maximilian Kolbe. Registration is at 6:30 a.m. on Saturday, February 14th, Holy Mass at 7:30, and breakfast and presentation at 8:30. For more information or to RSVP, please contact Bonnie at 847-223-7022, 847-223-7022. Please join us and show your solidarity with your persecuted brothers and sisters in Iraq.
Hello, I'm Emily Zender from the March for Life Chicago. Life is important from natural conception through natural death because all human life deserves a party.
This is Joe Scheidler, the National Director of the Pro-Life Action League, headquartered in Chicago. I'm asking you to please to pray today for every woman facing a problem pregnancy that she will not choose abortion.